Learning Hilchos Sukkah, Siman Tov Resh Lamed Hei Sif Aleph. Mechaber says Sukkah Afa Pishalei Nasis L'Shem Mitzvah Kshera. A Sukkah, even if it was not made L'Shem Mitzvah, is still kosher. V'hishet Yasui L'Tzel, as long as it was made to give shade. Kigain Sukkah in Yehudi Nashim was made by a non-Jew, or if it was made by a woman, Behema, if it was made for animals, Kusiyim, Kusi, Rayim, shepherds, Kayatzim, who people who watch, they're in charge of figs which are dried out to, which are spread out to dry, Burgenin, so people who are guarding the city, watchmen, Shemri Sadas, people who are guarding the fields. But a sukkah which is made on its own is pasul. We'll see what that means soon. L'fishalei nasis l'tzel, because it was never made l'shem tzel, for the sake of giving shade. L'fikach, therefore, hachaytet v'gadish v'aseo sukkah, someone who digs out a pile of straw and he's making it into a sukkah, ain't a sukkah, so it's not considered a sukkah. Sh'arei le'imer gadish ze l'tzel, because this gadish was not piled originally to give shade. U'masha'oisa achakach, the fact that he's burrowing underneath and digging it out underneath, have a tasav lemen asli. It's a psul called tasav lemen asli, meaning to say that it wasn't made originally for that, and now it becomes kasher afterwards. It becomes a schach afterwards. That's not considered an asiyah l'shem sukkah. L'fikach, therefore, im'asav betchila. If he did originally, kishenasan sham hagadish, when he placed the grain, the gadish, the straw originally, he made chalal tefach b'meshach zayin l'shem sukkah. What it had was he had an area which was a tefach high, and it was zayin tefachim long, and zayin by zayin and a tefach high l'shem sukkah. So in other words, he did it l'shem tzel. He put down, there was at least one tefach which was airspace underneath, and he put down the straw l'shem tzel for the sake of giving shade. V'chatat ba'achakach v'shlim b'liyud. And then afterwards, we'll see the Mishnah two different ways. He was mashlim that the area of living area was yutfachim tall k'sheira. So then it's kasher sh'arei nasa shchach shchach shela l'tzel, because we can say that the shchach was put on to give shade, and that's the minimum. Is as long as it's over one tefach, we can say it's considered shade giving. For ima gadish gadol. Now, let's say it's a big pile. Leiniach elochal tefach b'meshach zayin. And the only leftover originally that chalal of a tefach and zayin long, v'shuv chakak b'harbe, and then afterwards he dug it out v'asa b'sukkah gedayla, and he made a large sukkah in a k'shera kula yidei meshach zayin shiniach tchidah. So you cannot be masha the entire sukkah because of the zayin, this area of zayin tefachim which was there originally. So now, but according to that, we're saying at least that Makam Zion would be kosher. But let's say he dug out on each side, Dawud Amis on each side. So Afa Zion Psula. So even the area which is Zion would be puzzle. The Schach Puzzle, Paisel Minatzad, but Dawud Amis. Because the Schach Puzzle puzzles from the side, instead of as being in the middle of kasher schach, but it's on the side now, towards the wall. So Daoramis is going to be puzzle. The Rama says, Ve'en lasis aschach kodim shiyasa defanais. One may not make schach before he makes the defanas, the walls. Ve'em also tefach samach l'schach mutter l'sachach kodim shiyasa shar defanais kimoi b'chaitit begadish. But if he makes one tefach next to the schach, so then he's allowed to put on the schach at this point before he creates the rest of the walls, just like we find by chaytet begadish, if someone's digging into the pile of straw, that would be okay. Mr. Buas of Katan Aleph, Shetei Asui L'Tzel, the Afagaf the Sukkah L'Shem Chag Lo Be'inon, because even though we don't need a sukkah for the sake of sukkahs, L'Shem Sukkah Be'inon, we do need L'Sukkah. So sukkah means, K'dasif Chag HaSukkah is Tasa, Klamer Tasa L'Shem Sukkah, L'Hagin Tachat Sila, to protect and to give shade. To be shield tzel the mikraya sukkah. It's called a sukkah because of the tzel, the shade that it gives. Secheches min achayrev, it protects from the heat. Lafukim oisas el tznius ba'alma u'shtamisham. So if a person makes it just for tznius or to use it sometimes, shall yiroi say, people shouldn't see him. Iladu b'kol hashana, or the opposite, where a person makes it to live the whole year. Ila itzer, or for a warehouse, the zeh inu b'chlal sukkah, that's not considered sukkah. How do we know in all these cases which were machsher that it was done for to protect from the heat and not just for tznius? So if we see that it was the schach was put on properly, that people don't do if it's just for a temporary place for a person to hide himself away, so we could tell that it was done with shem tzel, we could tell it was done for the shade. So therefore in all these cases over here we say it was done for shade, and it doesn't bother us the fact that it wasn't done with shem, the mitzvah of sukkah.